Yeah, nothing to eat. All the nuts.
90% of the peasantry absolutely, completely wiped out during the British of time. Never looked after.
Poverty is the cause of non-retirement.
They have nothing to eat. They hardly get, I mean, 2 meals, not square, but even triangle. they don't get any food in the offices.
What is the cost of the Mahabhushan?
India is made up of all village and offices. It is our few.
That is the cause of
none. I mean, to my mind, maybe another cause of according to you, I don't know. What do you think? Lack of proper education?
Yes. Big men like Jawaharlal Nehru, Gandhi, they never retired.
Gandhi, as a matter of fact, retired long ago. I mean, yes. That is, you may not be a member of, but you are everything. Like that. I mean, I am not wrong.
What do you mean by retired? Retire means
retire from the wealthy assets,
from the world. That is retire. We are not Sunnavadi. The retirement.
Our religions are dharma, earth, kam, and moksha. Is in a continuity. It is a sort of a spring to exist in the heart.
But you have the real thing is earth, they do not retire on account of the strong sense of gratitude. That is not that poverty season, even though poverty season, still they want to India. This is it. Basic thing. There is nothing to be India, they still you want to India. That mentality.
Why with all that glorious past and glorious culture they have come.
Parnasal Sarma. Parnasamacharo sapruhena prasman Vishnu aradhati punsan nanna pratutapa. Hare Vishnu. Jai. Pratutsa karanam. Pratutsa means to satisfy Vishnu, Krishna. They don't want to give it. But they want to satisfy their senses.
Our culture was so built as to do work for Krishna throughout the life. From Brahmacharya, Rastasam, Vanprasadam, how they have forgotten this is the greatest, I mean, mystery to me. Because the sadhus voluntarily, I mean, embrace poverty.
No.
All those sadhus.
These sadhus to Krishna has disappeared. On account of this Mayavad philosophy.
I think so.
Yes.
And Mayavad philosophy was necessary to dislodge degenerate Buddhism.
Yes. Sunnavadi. Nidvishri for Sunnavadi. They are practically the same. Buddhists say that everything is zero, ultimately. And the Mayavadis
have improved that if everything is zero, who sees the zero? Who sees the zero?
No. Mayavadis say zero just like the sky. The sky is there, but it is zero. You cannot see the planet.
But who sees all these things?
He cannot see. That's what he says, it is zero. Just like now, we do not see the stars. But it is on account of my deficient vision, I do not see, and I say it is zero. Less intelligence.
Apahata jnana, you say.
Huh?
Apahata jnana.
Yes. Praise God. The opposite of jnana, Mahavaji, that's quiet because
do you think, in your opinion, Mayavad was a necessity to undo all the bad effects of the degenerated Buddhism, which followed some 300 or 700 years after Gautama Buddha?
Why would it be necessity for the time being? Buddhism also was a necessity for the time. They are not for all. Emergence. That's why it is going on. Emergence. It is not necessary, but sometimes you have to take emergence. Otherwise, how Vaishnavas are worshipping Lord Buddha? Ninnasi jagga vidhe rahaha sutijat. You are always deriding the Vedic principles, sutijat. This is imagine that you have become so much compassionate upon the poor animals because they are unnecessarily being killed. Kesavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadhi. He is glorifying Kesavadhita buddha sarira, but showing that you are deriding very good. How is that? If one derives Vedic principle at the center, there is a good reason.
Because the Vedic principles are not properly understood by those people.
No. He directly said, I don't care for the Vedas, Lord Buddha. So, who will worship a person who directly says, I don't care for your Vedas? Shall we go to worship a Buddhist or Mohammedan? No. It is emergence. Sadaya Ridaya Dharu Sita Pasutha. He cannot derive the Vedic principle, but it was necessary. Otherwise these rascals will not stop.
Today, sir, the more animals are being killed than what they were killed in those days in the name of religion. Today is in the name of the civilization.
There is no religion. Secular.
Irreligious rather than no religion is also something good. But something other than religion.
You may call any sense, but there is no religion. Dharma na hina pasadhi samad. There are animals. The modern civilized man is nothing but an animal. Less than animal. Two-legged. The animals are four-legged, and these animals are two-legged. Are big animals. Prahavus prakharai samastu sa purusha pasu. The leaders of this modern civilization, they are being praised by other animals. Savira varaha ustrakharai. Sa means dog and
karan.
Savira birvaraha means ox and ustra means camel and khara means jada and ass. So these leaders are being praised by these animals. Dogs, hogs, camel, and asses. And they are thinking they are very business. What is the value of prayers offered by dogs, hogs, asses, and camels? The general people are dogs, hogs, camels. I think you have read, I have explained how they are camel, how they are dog, how they are hog, and how they are ass. I've explained this.
It's the second concept.
Yes. The modern education means to create dogs. The dog goes door to door and moves his tail, clicks in here, anything. So this educated person with application goes and they say, no vacancy, get out. There were their dogs. Educated means dogs. They're creating dogs. In a Vedic culture, no Brahman will accept any job. No Kshatriya will accept any job. No Vaishya will accept. Only Shudra. Only Shudra.
Are they keeping dogs in their kitchen?
Yeah. Dog is mentality is there.
You see, the people are spending 130-140 rupees on a dog every day, while they won't pay 2 rupees to a servant, domestic servant, their own.
That's hidden husband. But educated dogs, after passing so many examinations, they're taking after master. And without Bhakta, they start. Big technology, unless he gets a good job, he is nothing but job.
He has got no means to further his technology.
Huh?
He must have some means to further his own technology. Modern times, sir. It is very difficult to further your technology without proper means, instruments.
No, on the principle, it is God's will. Unless you get a master, you are useless. That is God's will. Just like this God's will. On the base, because you have no master. That's for Lord. Only barking and going to him. So, we are, every one of us, we are not dogs of this material nature. Or, just like street dogs. Therefore, we should take shelter of the big master, Krishna, Dainati Lord. Yeah. Sameva charan niranta. This is Jamuna Charya's prayer. Bhavan coming here, Charan Nirantar. Hare Krishna. Jai. Bhavan coming here, Charan Nirantar. Shant Nishesha Gato Shant Nishesha Gato Manantra Hare Krishna. Yes.
All right?
No, not yet.
What?
Just feeling all right?
Yeah, yeah. Feeling all right.
sir?
Hmm.
Sir.
On this side.
Hmm?
What about asking?
What?
May I see you here?
Okay. Procedure, Mangalore is there.
Warm weather.
Honorable.
Tropical weather.
That means it depends on weather. Not only seaside.
Chant. Bol Nityananda, Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Bol.
Exactly.
Yes, right. Is it special in your body? Is it our parental? What about
Yes, that's right. Anukirtan. To chant always the Lord's name, vision Lord's name. Jagannath is also Lord's name, Sananda is also Lord's name.
Yes. Chanting in that particular fashion, saying Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath.
Yes. Chanting in truly fashion. Jai Jagannath. Please, singing. Hare Krishna.
All over Bombay now. Golden, South Indian community, Brahmins, Gurigon, Golden, Jaipur, Matanga. Everywhere in India, there are about 8 to 10 Sakharams are there. Sakharams. In Narayani, in that wonderful category, that children are chanting every day.
It's recording now.
The people are coming, and then he was lying on the top of the roof and saying, and shouting, "My boys are not coming, they will come down." Don't bring Ram Krishna's authority.
No, but that's one thing here. I mean, the people will come, but we should not
have to come. But people will come, therefore I shall have to flee. It is not.
That is Ram coming.
At night there was what?
Yes.
Tremendous nothing. Secular. That means they think that there is no need of this spiritual interest.
Sir, the secular means, I mean respect for all the heart of worship.
There is no madness, but there's gaining secular means no dharma. That is their happiness.
No, no.
It is a wrong happiness. That is a defect of the government. That they do not know what is spiritual life. They have no knowledge. Who has? Nothing to do is hard to the thing in which no. They do not know this. And they cannot also explain what is the aim of life. That professor cut off to such a big man, his family, after death, everything is finished.
Basmi Bhutta Kacharya Se Puna Bhutta.
This is this another. This philosophy is common all over. That so long this body is there, enjoy it to the utmost. And after death, everything is
finished.
Nava jivam sukhaj
sukham
jivam sukham jivam pranam putra sukham jivam sukha punarāgama.
Oh, abe.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is feeling sick. He's had a bad headache.
You have come?
Huh?
Yes. As soon as he has come, he is feeling head up. And pain in the stomach is very good disease. Nobody can see. If I say I am feeling headache, you cannot sleep. I can sleep very nice. And pain in the stomach, you cannot sleep. These two diseases are beyond the physician's claim.
And these are common diseases.
No, as a matter of fact, there is a continuous headache. He says, sir, I am all right, sir. Now don't do it. This much of needle inside. Spiritual education is how to teach the small children to become purified, brahmacharya.
In ancient times, it was done by association in Gurukul.
Yes.
This is it, Gurukul.
We are starting that at Gurukul. And it is becoming
full.
Full of Guru. Yes. Brahmachari Guru. Masandanta Guru Hitam. This is the beginning. A brahmachari should live in the ashram of Guru. Danta. Self-control. And only for the benefit of Guru. Not for anyone's sake. Brahmachari Guru. He'll go, collect alms, and everything should be delivered to Guru.
Krishna has got sent to collect the wood.
Yes. Guru Hitam. Brahmachari life means only for the benefit of Guru. Everything there is hard work.
That mode of teaching, I mean,
that can be introduced.
In a different way, it's there in America, sir. The American professors keep boys with them.
they invite them to complete finish of their education. I mean that their mode of life.
I don't see so.
Not this. I mean the material, but that is the way they do it. That is why their method of education is better than the other.
They drink.
Drinking is different. So I talk of the general mode of education. The way.
Huh?
It is
not American. Is that the education? I don't
know. The postgraduate education is like that. Not undergraduate. Postgraduate boys are living in close contact with the professors for the research.
The professor goes to hell and the student also.
This is their close association. That is the way it is.
You know the story? That one man was drinking, so he spent all of you are drinking, you go to hell. My mother did. My sister also go. My father did. My sister, he'll also go. My brother did. Or he'll also go. Then where is hell? Father, mother, brother, and myself agree we should live together. Then where is hell? Hare Krishna.
Yes, sir. The education by association is the superior method.
Right.
Whatever type of education may be.
Huh?
Whatever type of education may be, but that is the real education.
No, not whatever. This is the education. Exactly.
I'm going to ask, sir. Salat, sir.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. This is education. There is no question of ABCD. First of all, Brahmachari Guru Kule, Vasan Danta. He is to be trained how to become sober and gentle,
self-controlled.
That is it. That is education. This is not education. That killing the teacher. Huh? That killing teacher?
Yes.
Oh, you do not know?
Yes.
In the examination hall, the police is there, and if the guard detects how you are taking notes from books, then he'll be killed. So many teachers have been killed.
India
is not police. I saw in Delhi one school, I said, police is there in Delhi. But all thieves, that's it. And they are sitting in examination for passing. All that stuff.
Modern education has become a farce in that case.
Farce, yes. Among the Marwaris, the respectable gentlemen, we don't say. We keep private teachers, pundits, or learning hospitals. They know they are. My boy hasn't got to earn money. Yes. Why should this boy? And we can purchase these technologies.
ये तो प्रोपोज़ छोड़ने लोग क्या फिर रंगून के अंदर पे हैं मास्टर को देगा पति मास्टर क्लिक करने में दरिया के अंदर में जाकर के भविष्य है ना बादिया दुबाया नहीं तो किसको बैठा लिया तो स्विमिंग करना नहीं आता है तो सवाल से पानी में कूद गया है वो काम को एग्जाम में पास करेगा नहीं करेगा बोले नहीं तो मुझे बोलेगा बोलता है और अच्छा माहौल बुक कर देगा बोलता है बोला ऐसा
Everything fast. There is no education.
In our time, we had so much respect for our teacher. And what love teacher had for us. One of my teachers in the school retired sometime there. And then they wanted to be for all our budget, they wanted to gain 55,000 rupees. That's 55.
Yeah.
And we collected in the whole students. It came to more than 6 lakh rupees.
That was the love for the old student, for the teacher. So,
how easy it is.
And disinfectants, but we don't take to disinfect. That is. There is disinfection.
Krishna Pansatman.
But yes, he is going to tell him. They prefer to be infected. A respectable person will send their children to group. They don't want. I stand in the evening. They will tell you. They don't want. Just like Pulla and Hiranyakashipu. What is the trouble? Pulla was devotee and his father did not like him. That why should he be devotee? He become politician, diplomat. That is the reason. Nowadays everyone is Hiranyakashipu, and he wants that his son should be diplomat, politician, black master. What is the use of this Pulla? That is the question in him. Hiranyakashipu, he never liked to see his son Pulla. And our system is to make Pulla. So nobody will die.
There had a Gurukul here at Hare Krishna land, isn't it? And then many of the children and then were coming.
Yeah.
And they were wearing tilaks. And then they would go home and tell their parents not to eat meat and so on, and the parents became very angry, took their children back.
Education, that is true. Pulla, Pulla's education.
Nandan's wife was staying there, and Bill Mangal and his wife used to stay there. When Bill Mangal and his wife used to stay there, so they've left, and Nayana Brahman and his wife used to stay there, and they've left. So actually, it could be empty.
I saw this, I saw living there.
Well, Yasamati Nanda's wife is gone.
Yes, sir.
There's some Indian all that.
It's all fine, yes.
Yes?
Well, that's probably Bill Mangal's wife before they moved.
They moved.
The earth comes in form of the moon or the sun, and then it is.
Even the old scientists also said the same thing, sir. When it comes in the straight line, the
I'm repeating their words. But why then it takes place irregularly?
Because this is a question of simple harmonic motion principle. The simple harmonic motion principle is that several motions are, I mean, going together at a time. When all of them come together, then you see that thing occurs. So, as motions are different, the different timings come.
That means they do not survive.
The hour actually.
The motion.
Here, and the old astrologers and scientists of India, they have planned perfectly
our
in terms of
says that it is Rahu's attack.
Attack does not come regularly. That means actually,
suppose you have got an enemy, you are not going to attack regularly. When there is some opportunity, go to attack.
We are not observing this eclipse ritual that during the we stop RPs and all of people.
Why?
And after the eclipse, they don't take bath and then do the RPs.
Yes, they take bath.
Even other Vaishnavas don't do arti during that period, if it comes within that. Some sort of cosmetic disturbances must be occurring in the cosmos during this period of Grahan. Eclipse, we do not know the modern science. That must be happening.
Yes, our Shastra says it is attacked by Rahu.
Rahu means the other side of the Earth's shadow is Rahu, as we say. The modern scientist. Rahu means the other side of the shadow. When the sun shines on the earth, the other side of the earth is, the night. And the shadow of the earth is long, it's drawn up in the cosmos. And in the view of that shadow, moon comes. Then it is
Rahu comes.
That is the shadow is the Rahu. What else could it be?
Huh?
The shadow of earth in the cosmos is the Rahu. Most probably to me. Because when the moon, generally moon does not come so very often, very in the purview of the shadow. When it comes, it gets eclipsed.
The earth comes in front of the sun, or the moon, that will be sun.
Earth comes in front of the sun, then it becomes sun eclipse.
Yes, but why? Yes. If the movement is regular, then the earth comes regularly.
There are several moments. The moment of the
sun. That means earth,
sun and moon. All moons. All harmonic motion.
This
should be thought scientific.
What is scientific?
All the moments that the heavenly stars and other things are going on.
You do not know what are the movements. You therefore say there are several movements, but you do not know what are these movements. That is not scientific.
Uh,
apart the explanation, in the country says that there are several movements. And we explain what is a movement. According to our astra, there is no individual movement. The whole system is moving. In making sense as the whole star that you can see at night. They have star and planet, they have no separate movement. They are fixed star. It's like this tree. There are so many trees. The tree is moving. So the leaves and trees are moving. Not that. The leaf is moving. There is a question of relativity, sir.
Now that
you can see, this earth moves around the sun, and the moon moves around the earth, and the rate of movement is different by the size. And when it sits on ground, which it moves also different. So when all of them lie, what sort of thing, then it comes. That is the modern mission. Brahmananda was speaking this what yesterday said, I repeated
you
that
you're asking why is it Sunday, Monday,
that is
I explained that the sun is the center of the universe, therefore the sun comes first.
Yeah, various suns are there, and all the stars are the suns of various suns.
We know that.
Sun is one.
That is the fundamental difference of opinion, that we don't go ahead of it.
Why should I go? According to the dictation of the rascals, we are not so rascals.
Now we are defining who is a rascal.
Rascal is man who has no authority. They are changing every day. They are changing, and who don't change? The 19th century, one theory, 20th century, another theory, and then another theory. This is going.
The truth is not changing. But...
Oh, yes, they are changing. You see, why you have not said that our Swarup Damodar's book? He is giving. Simply changing. These rascals. Changing means rascal. He does not know. It is this.
There are all of them. About this Khagol Shastra, our scientist Mihir Va has planned it in according the eclipse and sun and the moon eclipse come. That means his science was perfect. Otherwise it won't come at that particular day, time and every evening.
Or 5,000 years ago, Khagol Shastra says that as I have heard it, I explain. That means primordial, the same thing is coming. There is no change. Not that after 2 days, no, it was not. This is not right.
There is
again somebody done.
It is, they are explaining the truth in their own way. That is the change of fear. The truth is the same.
That is the truth of rascalism. As soon as it changes.
Your theory is of rascal, but the truth is never rascal.
The truth you do not know. Therefore, rascal.
They do not know how to explain. Truth is there, sir.
No. Anywhere, he does not know. Therefore, he is a rascal.
That means,
as I will say, this way and that way.
Truth is there.
They may no, the truth is there, but they are not present the truth rightly. That is rascal. Truth is there, that is certain. But they cannot present the truth in the right way.
It is groping in the dark.
Yes, that is the truth. How things are every 10 years they change in the field. And that has been explained by not by a layman like me.
Dr. Sarukram.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come through the Darwin's tale completely gone. He has read that small book.
Yes.
And he has given reason, quotations. How simply he speculated.
As a matter of fact, the whole cosmos is full of, I mean, intelligence. There is God. But then, that intelligence is struck in different way to the, what we call the mind, which is embedded in the matter. So, I mean, each one explains in his own way. As he
understands.
No, no. One is all phase of
explains truth in your own way.
Nobody knows and sees. Even on Shastra says,
Hare Krishna. Things which one does not know, he should not try to see others by placing some answer.
It is like five blind men seeing an elephant.
Oh, yes. But he should not give the conclusion.
No, but when we don't look at the religion, it is very difficult to know the whole truth by elephant.
No. So, therefore, our process is Upadarshanti tat jnanam, jnanam, tata darshan. One has seen the truth. Not this aspect. Tata darshanam. Darshanam means we are actually seeing. There is no change. The advice is tat vidhi, panipatena, paripasthena, sevaya, these are the paths. Upadarshanti tat jnanam, jnanina, tattva darshi. Not that theoretical. Tattva darshi. You have to go there. Then you learn knowledge. A blind man goes to another blind man. That is the problem. No problem.
And then Angraniyata.
Angraniyata, Angraniyata. A blind man must go to a man who has got eyes, who has seen. Then that is right knowledge. Now we are presenting this book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Dasa. Let anyone come and challenge. Let anyone come. We have got many scientists, they talk.
But it's well of specialist. Some scientists have talked nonsense before you.
Huh?
So you are. All scientists are not like that, sir.